KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and provide other financial services.
Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now if you live in one of the 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
In high school basketball action around the area last night at boys hoops, it was Trainer over Underwood 74-53. Also, Fremont Mills beat Red Oak 66-53. Essex over Craig Fairfax, Missouri 41-30. Bowyer Valley beating Charter Oak Ute 63-25. And South Page 61-29 winners over Heartland Christian. In girls hoops last night, it was Trainer beating Underwood 62-45. That win by the Cardinals gave their coach Gail Hardigan her 600th career coaching victory. Also, Kemper Catholic beat Lewis Central 46-40. Craig Fairfax, Missouri over Essex 55-41. IKM Manning topping Arweva 63-34. Odebolt Arthur BCIG a winner over Lawton Bronson 69-64. And Bowyer Valley beat Logan Magnolia 52-27. We have boys hoops coming up for you tonight here on KJAN as Atlantic will be on the road at Harlan in boys Hawkeye 10 conference play. Game time set for about 7:30 tonight. We're on the air prior to that. Get you ready for the broadcast. You can hear all the action live tonight here on KJAN and also on the web at KJAN.com. That's Atlantic at Harlan Boys, Hawkeye 10 Conference Hoops, live this evening here on KJAN. Atlantic will be the number 8-ranked team in the state, according to the Associated Press, coming into that game tonight against the Cyclones in the Class 3A poll this week. Released yesterday afternoon by the Associated Press, MLC Floyd Valley, the only undefeated in Class 3A, remains the number 1-rated team, with Atlantic staying put this week at number 8 in the poll. In 4A, Iowa City West is number 1. In 2A, it's West Fork on top. And in Class 1A, Danville remains number 1, with Trainer at 4 and Nottoway Valley ranked number 8 in this week's AP poll. Yesterday afternoon, the Iowa High School Athletic Association released the district pairings for Class 1A and 2A schools here in the area. Here's a look at some of those local district pairings. In Class 1A first round play in District 16 on February the 13th, it'll be Lennox facing Bedford, with the winner moving on to face top seed Cam in the second round. Also, Stanton will play South Page in the first round of the tournament, a pigtail, and they'll move in against Exira EHK. The winner of that game plays Exira EHK in the quarterfinal round of the district tournament. Corning hosts Villisca, and Adair Casey will host Griswold, also in quarterfinals. In Class A, District number 15, Earlham will play Orient Maxburg in a pigtail game, with the winner getting top seed Murray in the quarterfinal round. Also, East Union will play Diagonal, with the winner moving on to play Nottoway Valley, the second seed in the quarterfinal round of that district tournament. In District 1 in Class 1A, Nishnabotna plays Essex, with the winner facing top-seeded Trainer in the quarterfinals. St. Albert will face off against Heartland Christian, with the winner moving on to play second-seeded Riverside in that Class 1A District 1 quarterfinal round. Also, East Mills plays Walnut, and Sydney will play Fremont Mills in the quarterfinals in that district. In District number 2, it'll be West Harrison facing AHST on the 13th of February in a pigtail game, the winner getting top seed Bowyer Valley. Also, it's Charter Oak Ute facing Westwood in a pigtail game, with the winner getting in against the second seed West Monona in the quarterfinals. Logan Magnolia plays Woodbine, and Whiting faces Arweva in the other quarterfinals in that district. Also in Class 1A in District number 6, Audubon will host Glidden-Ralston on the 13th in a pigtail game, with the winner getting in to play Guthrie Center, the top seed in the quarterfinal round. Madrid will play Peyton Sherdan on the other side of the bracket, the winner facing East Green, the second seed in the quarterfinals. Woodward Granger plays Coon Rapids Baird, and Ankeny Christian has Southeast Webster Grand in the other quarterfinal round games in that district in Class 1A. In Class 2A district pairings, in District 1, Clarinda's the top seed. They have a bye. They will face Clarinda Academy and Shenandoah, winner in the semifinals of that district tournament. Also, Tri-Center will play Missouri Valley in a first-round game, with the winner moving on to play the second seed Underwood in that district tournament. In Class 2A District Number 2, Kemper Catholic will face Maple Valley in a pigtail game, with the winner facing top seed IKM Manning. Also, East Sac County will play Ridgeview, and Alta Aurelia plays Otobolt Arthur BCIG in quarterfinal round games. Those winners will move into the semifinals as well in that 2A district. In college basketball, Iowa State returns to action tonight against Kansas State, and they're looking to avoid a letdown after upsetting Kansas on Saturday. Cyclone coach Fred Hoiberg says they got a lot of great exposure from that win on national TV.
And our guys from start to finish against Kansas played as hard, with as much passion as we have all year. And, you know, I've been so proud of our guys, how they've come together, especially since the conference season has started. And you have to. In order to compete in this league, you got to play with that type of energy every single night you take the floor. But it's great to have that recognition, but you can't let it get to you. We got way too much season left. We have 10 games in conference. We got to go out and take care of business. You know, our home court is so important for us to protect because of how hard it is to win on the road in this league.
Hoiberg says the game against the Wildcats should be physical.
This team gets almost half its shots back on the offensive boards, so it's going to be the biggest key to our game as much as any all season. We talked about it against Kansas. We did a great job limiting them to 5 offensive rebounds, 2 second chance points. We're going to have twice as good an effort against Kansas State in order to do that same thing.
Iowa State is 15-6 overall, 5-3 in the Big 12 Conference. They're alone in fourth place, while K-State at 15-5, 4-4 in the conference, currently is in fifth place. Tip-off set for 8 o'clock tonight. Iowa gave up 103 points in its loss to Indiana Sunday, and Coach Fran McCaffrey says they continue to try to find a way to shore up the defense.
Not happy at all with how we're playing. We've got to get better at the defensive end of the floor. We shuffled the lineup a little bit, see if that would help. I think it helped in some areas, maybe not so much in others. So I think we've got a couple of important days of practice coming up.
McCaffrey says you can only do so much work in practice, though, on defense. Iowa did score 89 points in that game. McCaffrey was asked if he'd thought about giving up the fast-paced offense.
No, nothing's changed my mind. I don't mind being in a 103-89 game. I just don't want to have 89.
Iowa's now 11-11 overall in the season, 3-6 in the Big Ten Conference. The Hawkeyes will host Minnesota on Wednesday. Fourth-ranked Missouri blew a 13-point lead in the second half last night before avoiding their third loss of the season as Michael Dixon hit the game-winning layup with 31 seconds left to give the Tigers a 67-66 win on the road at Texas. Dixon had 21 points as the Tigers improved to 20-2 overall, 7-2 in the Big 12. Well, Kentucky starts its second straight week as the number one team in the Associated Press College Basketball Poll. And once again, the Wildcats are a runaway choice, receiving 63 of the 65 first-place votes. Syracuse got the other number one votes as they move up a spot to number two, while Ohio State goes from fourth to third. Missouri drops 2 spots to number 4 after last week's loss to Oklahoma State. North Carolina, Baylor, Duke, Kansas, Michigan State, and undefeated Murray State round out the top 10. The Racers are the lone remaining undefeated team in Division I, and they crack the top 10 for the first time in their school history. Creighton is in at number 13 in this week's poll. Also in basketball, in the NBA last night, it was Chicago over Washington 98-88. Philadelphia beat Orlando 74-69. Miami topping New Orleans 109-95. Milwaukee 103-82 over Detroit. Minnesota beat Houston 120-108. San Antonio a winner over Memphis 83-73. Dallas outscored Phoenix 122-99. Utah over Portland 93-89. And the LA Clippers top Oklahoma City 112-100. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. I'm Jeff Nelson. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of 2 full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Well, the head of the NCAA continues to say he'd like to see college football's national championship decided by a four-team playoff, but he adds that the final decision would be in the hands of the bowl championship series. NCAA President Mark Emmert says there are ongoing discussions about what he described as a Final Four model, a scenario which would have matched LSU against Stanford and Alabama versus Oklahoma State last season, with the winners advancing to the title game. Emmert noted that the decision is out of his 1,100-member organization's hands, although all BCS members are also members of the NCAA. He's not in favor of a broader playoff setup given the 12-game regular season. Rutgers has chosen Kyle Flood to replace Greg Schiano as head football coach after Mario Cristobal decided to remain the head coach at Florida International. A person with knowledge of the decision tells the Associated Press that Flood has accepted an offer to become Rutgers' next coach. Flood had been on Schiano's staff since 2005 and was promoted to interim coach last week. Well, the NFC champion New York Giants have arrived in Indianapolis a day after the AFC champion New England Patriots hit town. The two teams are prepping for Super Bowl 46 on Sunday. The weather is a concern when the big game is held in a cold weather climate, but temperatures in the mid to upper 50s are forecast for the first half of the week in Indianapolis. That's well above average for a city that usually has snow on the ground in early February. The annual sideshow, known as Media Day, is scheduled for today at Lucas Oil Stadium. The league has issued around 2,000 credentials and is selling tickets for the first time. Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski did not practice Monday because of a high left ankle sprain. Gronkowski suffered the sprain during the third quarter of the Patriots' win over the Ravens in the AFC title game. Gronkowski, who has not practiced since the injury, has 15 catches for 232 yards and three touchdowns this postseason. Coach Bill Belichick says Gronkowski is listed as day-to-day. Colts owner Jim Irsay says it's time to focus on the Super Bowl and not Peyton Manning's future plans. Irsay tells reporters he won't discuss the public spat that erupted last week and threatened to overshadow Indianapolis's first Super Bowl, and he won't discuss a deadline to determine whether the Colts will pay Manning a $28 million bonus due in March. It's a stark contrast from the public feud that broke out last week when the four-time league MVP complained about the dour atmosphere at the team's complex because of all the firings this month. 2 days later, Irsay called Manning a politician and contended Manning was campaigning. On Friday, the two issued a joint statement saying they had made up, which Irsay reiterated on Monday. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.